It says sermon in your bulletin. Seems like a kind of a heavy word for tonight. I don't know, but my hunch is that because you folks have chosen to come at 9 o'clock on Christmas Eve, might suggest that you are introverts and you like to be in a quiet space and not distracted by the great crowds that we see in the earlier services. This is a fourth service for Susan and me today, and I feel absolutely privileged to be able to experience a Christmas Eve / Advent day like today. It was Advent this morning. And Advent, of course, is the way we prepare for Christmas. We celebrate with each of the weeks the four candles, the blue candles, that begin with hope, and then peace, and then joy, and then on the fourth Sunday of Advent, love, in anticipation for how the tradition names God's gift of love born in the Christ child. And so it feels like today's been a quick labor, you know, preparing, and then all of a sudden, from morning until sunset is Advent, and then Christmas Eve begins at sunset. And we move into the deeper and wider mystery of what this evening is all about. And I tried really hard this year to get ahead of Christmas. I tried really hard to do all of the things that I normally do that place me what I feel should be the right mood for Christmas. So, I mean, I hate to admit it, but I got my Christmas shopping done 2 weeks ago. That's kind of in anticipation of this weekend. And then I started playing CDs, which now I realize is classified as old school. I'm learning to stream, and I can do Bluetooth and Wi-Fi now, but I still like my CDs, and I started putting them on and listening to The Messiah and some of my favorite recordings, and that still didn't seem quite right. It didn't feel like I was in the mood or that my heart was somehow ready for tonight. And of course, 7 o'clock, service is busy. I have a lot of music to do and a lot of other responsibilities, and I realized that for me, and I'm going to assume, hopefully, that I'm correct, that now, as I'm listening to Sasha and listening to you sing, where I can sit and just be, there's room now for the mystery of this night to take its root and land for me. And I thought, you know, all the preparation, all the things that we do, it does make a difference, but it isn't until we sit long enough just to breathe, just to simply be attentive to what it means to open ourselves to what is the deeper mystery of this night and the season that we celebrate that we call Christmas. Now, the interesting thing, and I said this earlier in the week, We've been quite intentional to create a manger here without any distractions. There are no cows, there are no sheep, there are no shepherds, there are no angels, there are no magi, and there really aren't any parents here either. We have just the very simple setting of a manger with a child in it. Now, this is what I think it is about. we are prone and subject to a multitude of distractions this time of year. There's a lot to do. And it's interesting how Christmas in its own way evokes its own special dose of anxiety, stress, or loneliness, or pulls up grief because of the losses that we may have suffered over the last year. It also evokes joy. I would hazard a guess and say that this season holds a container that's big enough to hold all of the emotions that we experience as human beings, because they are certainly all present in what it means to be a human and what it means to be a human being. Now, our tradition in the Christian church has a very fancy theological word to describe what's going on here. And it is really something that is unique to the Christian faith. And that word is incarnation. It literally means to embody. And the amazing and mysterious thing that I find myself sitting with at this service, when everything is quiet and we move into the quieter space of the evening and we go home and it's sometimes a starry night sky, sometimes cloudy, sometimes snowing, but you'll notice the streets of High River are very quiet when you go home. And there's that kind of peace that really does pass all understanding, I think. And I would say that it's connected to the decision that we make to be here, to somehow open ourselves to the mystery of what it means for the presence of God to be embodied in human form somehow. This is the mystery of our faith. It is what I invite you to take with you into the night tonight. The sense that God is embodied in human form, the incarnation. That there is the sense and the wider mystery of God's presence that takes on human form. And it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with the image that you have before you and the setting that we are creating. It continues in a much more impassioned way. Continues with the knowledge and awareness that all of us, according to the tradition that we inherit as Christians, are born of God, that we are children of God, that we have the essence of God in us, that we are incarnate forms of the divine. And that mystery, that essence of truth, goes way back into the Jewish tradition, right back into the early words of Genesis, lest you think I'm making this up. It is a very deep, wide, embracing mystery that we are a part of here tonight. And that's why it matters. It's why it matters that we come. It's why it matters that we take time to bring our families, to be quiet, to sit and just be with what this night really means. Otherwise, I feel it gets lost in the noise. It gets lost in all of the distractions. It gets lost in what we experience at this time of year, especially if you try to park at Chinook Mall, for example, or try to get out of Landmark Cinema in Shaughnessy. It's kind of crazy. And it's really hard to hang on to the deeper awareness and mystery of what this evening is about when we're caught in the foray of everyone else's frustration and anxiety, what's ever going on in the moment. So tonight, my sense is that with each of us gathered here, we have come to an awareness of what it means to embrace the deep and profound mystery of the embodiment of God in the child Jesus. And that lies at the essence of the Christian faith. And it is why it matters that we take time in our quiet way this evening to simply rest in that wisdom. Going to sleep warm in our beds, close to the ones we love, having participated and come and claimed the peace that passes all understanding, that can only happen if you're here. And that's somewhat miraculous to me, because it says to me, it does matter, and that our lives are the richer for it. And somehow, we grasp a deeper meaning of what it means to be fully human, with the essence of the divine sparked within us. And it's that light that we take with us into the night tonight, and into the days that come, and into the new year that comes shortly thereafter. I invite you simply to be this night, and to go into the peace of it with perhaps nothing else but gratitude. Amen.